Welcome to the Narratives Library. Eventual Poppy Day is a book for young adults which vividly brings to life the reality of fighting in the First World War through a series of letters by a soldier to his family.
Rosie dear, it's a terrible mess of life and death here in Gallipoli. The difficult business of unforgiving heat, even the GNC is a kind of molten backdrop. Some of the boys, Eddie Rankin among them, of course, take dips in the water by day, despite the sniper shots that ring out all round. They run out to take shelter when the yell goes up, shell out, and in again when it's calmed down. I've swum down there, as you get so stinking dirty here, and the lack of water's terrible, a pint a day. But I feel too exposed to lark about like the others do. I thought I'd be able to make some sketches, but my hand's not steady enough, not just yet. The noise is the worst. Noise of the continuous explosions and fountains of mud and dust, a daily accompaniment. Dust in everything, eyes and mouth, dust jamming our rifles. Night and days of barrage of fire. Huddles of men living in trenches just 40 yards from the enemy lines. Bully beef and biscuits week on end. And all of us filthy and lousy as well. It's a job just staying alive. And trying to work out for myself how far human endurance can go and how one can possibly stay sane through all this horror. If it weren't for my comrades and the jokes, the Brits don't understand that even here the men make jokes in some of the most hideous situations to help them bear it. Yeah, if it weren't for them and their daring and our strange humour, I don't think I'd hold on. Eddie the other day failed to salute and the officer bawled him out with, "Do you know who I am?" Eddie, always at the ready, turned to Bluey and said, "Fancy, that poor mutt doesn't even know who he is." Lucky the officer was more lenient with punishment than Eddie probably deserved, but we all got a good laugh. Bluey makes no secret that he likes horses and mules more than most people. Sneaks off to the light horse camp whenever he can get off the endless digging and sandbagging. There are some Indian chaps here too, bringing in the ammunition on mules, and he's made friends there. We've even managed a game of football and some cricket, and that relieved the tension. But the smell of death is terrible and everywhere. That stench of the corpses from both sides. Men who lie in dreadful positions, spread-eagled, curled up, draped over guns or wire, mangled. Swarms of flies and maggots all over them, and all of this carnage so close to our trenches. Yet, Rosie, and I'll never send you this account, but I need to tell someone right now. The smell of death hangs over us morning and night, and yet here I am, alive. You know, they shipped in some newspapers from England that said, a spectacular debut on the world stage for a young nation like Australia. That's what they're saying. Maybe it is, and maybe it isn't. But I could think of 100 other ways I'd like to have seen our debut made. I'm thinking about things a lot more here. About what Dad said, his words ring in my ears sometimes. War's a terrible thing, Morris. And the reluctance of that old veteran that night on board the Prince of Wales to tell us about the real horror we'd face. Don't worry, I won't shirk my duty, as I know some chaps have. But I'm just wondering what the losses will total, and if what Eddie says is right about our situation here, and even about the reason those newspapers got into our hands. To stiffen our resolve.
You've been listening to Libby Hathorn reading from her book, Eventual Poppy Day. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9 and is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.